You're listening to the Right Turn Radio podcast. Next up is a selection from our speaker series, our exclusive interviews with the nation's leading specialists in the addiction and recovery fields. Now here's Woody Giesman's interview with Judy Crane, founder and executive director of The Refuge, on the role of moral injury and trauma in addiction.
This is the speaker series presented by Right Turn Radio, and we're live at the Foundation's Recovery Network's Moments of Change Conference. And tonight I have Judy Crane with me, and I'm your host, Woody Giesman. Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, I'm so grateful to be here, Woody.
Can you talk to us a little bit about your presentation here at the conference?
Well, you know, I speak a lot about trauma and trauma treatment and what that looks like in reference to addictions and the inability to stay clean and sober because of trauma issues. What I've done for this presentation is talk about moral injury and how that impacts so many people. And when we talk about moral injury, we're talking about what happens to a human being when they move outside of their moral, ethical, religious code. And speaking about folks like soldiers, our soldiers coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan,
sure.
Vietnam, and what that looks like when they have been in a situation of the highest order to protect the country and find themselves in situations where they've had to act in ways that are totally outside the realm of their own moral code. And we call that moral injury.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a supplement and an additional dilemma when you're dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury. I've expanded that to talk about what that looks like in terms of everyone who might be suffering from trauma or post-traumatic stress disorder and may suffer from moral injury because of events that have happened to them or that they have been part of. For instance, any child who has been molested or incested has suffered a moral injury, and most people take that on as their own pain. So we were talking about a spiritual issue. We're talking about a spiritual dilemma in trying to help people to recover, to have trauma resolution. So it's a very broad topic.
But it's about a wound that's naked to the eye.
A soul wound, a wound of the worst dimension. And not everyone is able to see that that is what is underlying
mm-hmm.
the pain of post-traumatic stress disorder. It is the primary cause of the enormous suicide rates of veterans returning home, veterans in service. And it's not new.
Mm-hmm.
It is not something that is just happening as a result of Afghanistan and Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
It has been happening for centuries in terms of war. What we're finding is not only are our Iraqi vets, Afghanistan vets committing suicide, our Vietnam vets, our Korean vets, the highest rate of suicide per capita right now is among veterans of World War II in their 80s
mm-hmm.
because they were the silent generation.
Mm-hmm.
They were the heroes. They came home to great applause and flags, and they managed to be quiet and silent about what they had suffered in the war. And now after retirement and coming close to the time, the end of their life, they are really being overwhelmed with the pain of that soul wound. And so many of them are committing suicide.
And not to mention that it's complicated with other medical issues.
Other medical issues, great grief, loss of spouses, all of those pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So as with any trauma, we're talking about layers and layers and layers of trauma and life events that are impacting human beings. It's an amazingly large issue for the human race, this soul wound, this mm-hmm. moral injury. So many of us take on events of our life as though we were responsible
mm-hmm.
when those events oftentimes have been imposed on us,
mm-hmm.
when someone else has stepped over our boundaries. But unless we deal with this in a spiritual way, there's not a profound healing.
Mm.
There's always that pain there, and so that's what we're looking at.
Can you spend a little time on the treatment, what you do at your agency?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just preface it by saying the reason the refuge is a bit different is because I watched people chronically relapsing or chronically being in huge pain and having other issues come up like eating disorders, sex and love addiction, relationship issues, those kinds of things. Maybe clean and sober, but miserable or angry. And the common denominator is that they had not addressed their core issues, and those core issues were generally speaking around trauma. So what we're talking about at the refuge is trauma treatment, getting to the core issues so that people can live their optimum life in sobriety, in recovery from whether it's mental illness or any of the myriad of addictions. So treatment at the refuge is very intense. It's usually 90 days, and we come in and we're going to work on the issues, the life story that has kept you from living your most optimum life. And what we see over and over again are folks coming in who are presenting, for instance, about, well, I just experienced 9/11 and I have trauma. And when we get to work on those pieces around whatever the issue is, 9/11, Columbine, a divorce, an accident, what we find is there are layers and layers and layers of trauma that started long before 9/11 hit, or Columbine, or the latest divorce. Usually what we're looking at are layers of events in someone's life that has impacted them, that's changed the way they look at themselves and the world, and the way they make choices and decisions. And when we can help folks to look at how each layer has impacted them and help them to change the message that said, I'm inadequate, I'm not enough, I am imperfect, I am immoral, whatever those issues are, when we can look at the layers of trauma, we put together the puzzle pieces, and our clients can become whole.
Now, this is difficult work because this is very hot. Right. And you're going to take a person by the hand and walk them up
yes.
to the fire.
Yes, exactly. And actually, that's what we tell them. We're going to walk into the fire with you and be there with you while you do this work. And then we're going to walk out to the other side. Now, what happens is what we call pendulation. So we go in and we do some really deep work, and then we bring you out and help you to resource and develop some more resources. And then we go back into the work, into the intensity of the work, and then bring you out and bring you some more resources, until you can get to the really deep, most core, most painful pieces of the trauma work. Because there are a whole lot of people who are walking around with these wounds, the secrets that they've never told, that they've never told. People come to us, I mean, all ages, 18 to 80. I had one gentleman who was in 76. Now, his son had come to treatment for us because he'd been molested and his sister had died and there were a lot of issues and he was struggling with staying clean and sober. And as we worked through those grieving issues for him, the sexual abuse, the loss of his sister, his father came in to come and do the work too. And we did an intensive piece of work with him. And after 5 days of working with Dad, Dad stood up and said, I'm here to tell you that when I was 10 years old, I was molested by a priest and I never told anyone. And when my daughter died, it just increased the pain, the sadness, and the sorrow. And so I have been walking through my life holding on for dear life. At 76 years old, he was able to tell that secret. The difference between what happened in that family in terms of healing was extraordinary, because now they shared that bond of grief and pain. Now the son understood that his dad understood absolutely perfectly what it was like to be molested, but they didn't have the words to communicate before that. So in most families, there are these enormous secrets, and in a place where families should be so extremely intimate, there is not a lot of communication. When folks come to treatment with us, the family must participate, and we try to break down that wall, that barrier that says we're not going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we make an opportunity for the whole family to talk about it. Because it's not just that identified client. It's not just them. The whole family is bearing the burden of post-traumatic stress disorder, of trauma, of the addiction. Everybody's in PTSD. in those families. Mm-hmm. And so that's the work we do.
It's important work. It's such important work. So we're, you're processing them, helping them process. Are you writing a new history moving forward?
Yes.
What does your discharge look like?
That's exactly it. We changed the storyline. Our folks have been telling themselves a story around the trauma for a very long time. And the story might be, I'm inadequate, I'm not good enough, I'm, you know, as I said, immoral, I'm a wounded person, my brain doesn't work, I'm never going to be fixed. We help them to rewrite the story. More importantly, we help our folks to find what is the miracle in that trauma. What is the piece about that trauma that makes you an extraordinary human being? Where is the purpose in that trauma? How can you change your life in a positive way as a result of your life experience? And when we can help folks to wrap their mind around that, everything changes. Everything. Because then the story becomes their power. We see these warriors emerge.
Mm.
We can recognize that there has been resilience and great gifts that have come from that trauma. But it's about changing the storyline.
Mm.
Absolutely rewriting the story. And the best part of it is you get to rewrite the story any way you want.
Mm-hmm.
Any way you want. And that's what I see with our folks. Our clients leave us. And we have great, I mean, we know where all of our alumni are. We're tracking them. They do such great things with their life because now they have a life of purpose and they know that they can impact another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to be spiritually fit, we have to have a purpose. Mm-hmm. We have to have a life of purpose. And when you can rewrite the story, you can have the purpose.
How can people reach you? Because we have our listeners want to know.
Okay. You can go to the website, which is www.therefuge-ahealingplace.com. Sorry for the long name. Or you can call 352-288-3333, and you can speak to anyone there, and they will get in touch with me. Or if I'm available, I will be happy to talk to you. And we would love to hear from you.
Judy, thank you so much for giving us some of your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Woody.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Right Turn Radio podcast. Please check us out on Facebook and at www.right-turn.org.